Truth News Network. In a world where idiocracy is the new world order, it takes a strong voice to speak the truth. This is TNN,
the Truth News Network.
And your beacon of light in the tunnel of lies is Dan Newman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Truth News Network. So glad you joined me here today. I just returned from a short trip to the West Coast, and while I was there in the middle of three of the most liberal states in the Union, that, of course, is Washington, California, and Oregon, I read this story, and it just intrigued me. This from the New York Times kind of sets the stage for part two of our election fraud, voter fraud series that we started yesterday. This story came from the New York Times. It says, the Texas Secretary of State's office called into question the citizenship status of 95,000 registered voters who were found to have identified themselves at some point to a state law enforcement agency as non-citizen, legal residents of the United States. The office said its findings were a result of an 11-month investigation with the Texas Department of Public Safety that also found that about 58,000 people on the list had voted since 1996. The results of the investigation were referred to Attorney General Ken Paxton, who said he planned to open a potentially sprawling investigation. And some say it's only 58,000 votes, folks who voted illegally. So not a super big number. Well, I suppose it all depends on how much voter fraud by illegals you find acceptable. My bigger question is this. Knowing that these numbers exist in Texas, wouldn't it be fair to use this as a reason to investigate other states to see just how far this goes? Or should we allow these non-citizens to vote in our country anyway? I don't even want to go down that road. That's an election question and a talking point for the 2020 Democrat candidates that have already declared to run for president. But let's look back at just a second at the 2016 election and some election fraud there. Hillary Clinton garnered more than 800,000 votes from non-citizens in November of 2016, an approximation far short of President Trump's estimate of up to 5 million illegal voters, but it is supportive of his charges of fraud in general. Political scientist Jesse Richmond of Old Dominion University in Virginia worked with colleagues to produce groundbreaking research on non-citizen voting. Based on national polling by a group of universities, a report by Mr. Richmond said, listen to these numbers, 6.4% of the estimated 20 million adult non-citizens in the U.S. voted in the 2016 presidential election. Now think about that. Extrapolate the numbers like he did. That percentage, that 6.4%, would have added 834,381 net votes to Mrs. Clinton, who received about 2.8 million more votes than did Mr. Trump. Mr. Richmond calculated that Ms. Clinton would have collected 81% of non-citizen votes. Now think about that. Is it plausible that non-citizen voters with their vote added to Clinton's margin? Yes, Mr. Richmond wrote. Is it plausible that non-citizen votes account for the entire nationwide popular vote margin held by Clinton? No, not at all. Still, the finding is significant because it means non-citizens may have helped Clinton carry a state or finish better than she otherwise would have. The president's unverified accusation to congressional leaders sent the issue and those in the media into a frenzy, and it continues to this day, more than a year later. He apparently referred to all types of fraud, such as dead voters, multiple votes from the same person, but the heart of his estimate appears to be that illegal immigrants and non-citizens carried the popular vote. He returned to the issue in 2017 when he spoke to congressional Republicans mapping the year's legislative calendar. He said this, "We also need to keep the ballot box safe from illegal voting. And believe me," he said, "you take a look at what's registering, folks. Take a look at what's registering. We are going to protect the integrity of the ballot box, and we are going to defend the votes of the American citizen. It's so important." And then here comes the mainstream media, of course, and how they reacted to Mr. Trump's assertion. Liberal pundits said, there is no evidence of fraud. CNN's Jake Tapper, America's favorite, called it a stunning allegation for which the White House is providing no evidence. And there's a reason they're providing no evidence. There is no evidence, he said. It is not true. And then Esquire.com said, the most bizarre lie of Donald Trump's presidency so far is his claim of widespread voter fraud in an election that he won. The implication of both of those being that he won. Why is he complaining about voter fraud? But conservative activists say the liberal media are ignoring evidence that non-citizen voting is illegal and thus is fraud. You know, neither one of them said anything about the fact that there are so many non-citizens that are voting. And folks, that's a fact. Those conservative activists say the Justice Department in the Obama administration was more concerned with preventing states from cleansing rosters of dead and inactive voters than in mounting an investigation into purported fraud. Most voters are never asked for voter ID, so it's dishonest to suggest that with the tens of millions of illegal and legal aliens here, there's no voter fraud. That was said by Tom Fitton, who heads the conservative watchdog group Judicial Watch. If the key Old Dominion study results on the 08 election are applied to 2016, 1.41 million aliens may have voted illegally, with 1.13 million voting for guess who? Democrats. A federal voter fraud investigation is long overdue, Mr. Fitton said. It would be a simple matter of analyzing voter registration databases against federal databases of aliens and deceased individuals. Why is the left afraid to even ask the questions? The jig is up. You know, there does not appear to be any concerted post-election effort by states to take on the tremendous task of checking voter rolls and ballots to verify citizenship. I wonder why. In some states, no ID is required to register to vote. And then, of course, when you get to the polls to vote, no ID. In the absence of detailed accounting, the only scientific way to make an estimate is by post-voting polling. Mr. Richmond relies on a one-of-a-kind poll. It's called the Cooperative Congressional Election Survey. Every couple of years, a consortium of 28 universities produces a detailed report on voters and voters' views based on polling by YouGov.com. Tucked inside the lengthy questionnaire is a question on citizenship status. A significant number of respondents anonymously acknowledged they were not citizens when they voted. You know, that's the question regarding citizenship that was to be inserted, at least the Trump administration attempted to insert that same question in the U.S. Census questionnaire that courts ruled. I know you don't believe this, but it's true. They ruled it unconstitutional. And I wonder what court that went to. I don't even need to tell you. Three professors at Old Dominion, Mr. Richmond, Gulshan Chadha, and David Ernest, took these answers, they did more research, and extrapolated that of 19.4 million estimate of adult non-citizens, about 620,000 were illegally registered to vote in the 08 presidential election. Using other measuring tools, they said, the actual number of non-citizen voters could be as low as 38,000, but as high as 2.8 million. The U.S. Census Bureau reported in 2012 there are 22 million non-citizens in the country, and they did that without that question that was included previously in the U.S. Census Bureau questionnaires of are you legal or are you not legal in the country. The group comprised of illegal immigrants and people in the U.S. legally on a visa or permanent resident green card. Of these 22 million, 20 million were 18 or older, the U.S. voting age requirement. Think about that. Of 22 million that the U.S. Census Bureau reported were here illegally, or non-citizen, 20 million were 18 or older and could have been one of those illegal voters. Conservatives have long suspected Democrats are encouraging illegal immigrants to vote. This writer, as you know, feels very strongly based on lots of evidence, lots of facts, that it is going on. Liberal leaders have created sanctuary cities and sanctuary states that refuse to work with federal immigration enforcement authorities. President Obama, he was asked during the campaign in 2016 if illegal immigrants had anything to fear from federal authorities if they voted in the presidential race. Who would ask such a stupid question? I mean, come on. If you, as a progressive, and I use that term very loosely, let's call them what they are, a leftist or a liberal news commentator, by asking that question, you are admitting that there are illegals who are voting. Anyway, the president responded this way: many of the millennials, dreamers, undocumented citizens, and I call them citizens because they contribute to this country, are fearful of voting. He was asked that on a Latino YouTube channel. He continued, so if I vote, will immigration know where I live? Will they come for my family and deport us? Not true. And the reason is, first of all, when you vote, you are a citizen yourself, Mr. Obama said. And there is not a situation where the voting rules somehow are transferred over and people start investigating. The sanctity of the vote is strictly confidential. The assumption the president wants all to make is that there's no voter fraud. Because if you vote, you are a citizen yourself, he said. And we know that's not necessarily so. Some conservatives interpreted Mr. Obama's answer as a go-ahead signal with this questionable assertion that voter rolls are off limits to federal investigations. The WikiLeaks dump of Clinton campaign manager John Podesta's emails contained one little message on directing immigrants how to vote. He said immigrants should obtain driver's licenses and then a test at a polling place that they are U.S. citizens. Instructions from the Hillary Clinton campaign manager to break the law and vote illegally. Wow. Hey, there's much more to come. You sit tight. We'll be right back with more at truthnewsnet.org.
Undeniably the go-to source for nonpartisan, spin-free news from the world.
Real Truth, Real News, TNN, the Truth News Network.
Long live the courageous.
May God bless and keep you always. May you always
the tenacious.
May you always do for others.
The ones who push forward and give back. Long live the greater good, the helping hand, those who fall and get back up. And long live the truck with the strength to overcome. The will to outwork. And the commitment to outlast them all. Ram, proven to last.
He's got the inside scoop on what's really happening in D.C.
TNN, the Truth News Network. Here's Dan.
So we'll just fast forward to the most recent election, the 2018 midterm elections, and guess what? Some election fraud. Government Accountability Institute, the GAI, research director Eric Eggers says California's latest change to state election law that allows so-called ballot harvesting, have you heard that term used? It happened most recently, and he says it aided Democrats in the midterm elections. Eggers detailed how the state has implemented ballot harvesting that allows political operatives to collect voters' ballots and deliver them to polling stations. A lot of things that we perceive to be voter fraud are actually legal, Eggers said. So California changed the law so that ballot harvesting allows for a third party, participants to collect ballots or harvest them from voters and then be able to drop them off at polling places. They just changed the law in 2016. Stop right there. Can you imagine a scenario in which no voter fraud can happen within that scenario? Think about that. You take the ballots by, you drop them off at the house, you go back later and pick them up, and then you, as a Democrat operative or a Republican operative, you take them to the poll and you turn them in as being legally cast ballots. Well, Mr. Eggers continued, as soon as these people get on the rolls, you now have political campaigns, regardless of whether people should be voting or not. The political campaign now have free license to go find you. And essentially, even if they don't find you, just turn in a ballot in your name. That's what ballot harvesting is. Eggers said California's enormous non-citizen and illegal alien population, which low estimates say 11 million foreign-born residents reside in the state, is likely contributing to potential voter fraud that is facilitated by ballot harvesting. What's fraudulent or suspect about it? Well, a number of things. Number one, we know we have 1 million illegal immigrants in California who already have driver's license. So right away, the threshold there is between who can vote and who is registered to vote. I think it's quite different. So we know we have illegal voters registered to vote. In fact, ahead of the election, they admitted they had over 1,500 people because of the new automatic voter registration. They've completely changed the landscape in California, and I think that's one of the reasons why you're seeing the results be what they are, Eggers said. The impact has not been good for Republicans, he continued. And you know, on the other side of America, and as a late note to this story, this is not about illegal voting in the midterms, but it is about ballot harvesting in the midterms. It's been confirmed to have happened across the continent from California and North Carolina. We thought it was important to report on this so that Truth News Net partners can put this entire election fraud, election tampering issue in a relatable fashion. So here you go. As you know, Democrats are blamed most of the time for sketchy election results. But the GOP has dirty hands too. This issue is not a partisan issue. Jason Snead of the Daily Signal put this part of election fraud in perfect perspective. He said, widespread fraud by a political operative working for a Republican is forcing a redo of the 2018 midterm race for North Carolina's 9th congressional district. The news confirms just how vulnerable our elections are to voter fraud and how profound the consequences can be. That should be the takeaway. Yet many on the left and in the media seem far more interested in spinning the situation for partisan gain than finding genuine solutions to the election insecurities that enabled this fraud to happen in the first place. They focus on the fact that this is Republican voter fraud and accuse conservatives of deafening and hypocritical silence. They even refuse to call it voter fraud to avoid embarrassment after years of denying that voter fraud is a problem. These claims debase the political process. They are cynical, politically motivated, and miss the point entirely. Election integrity is about much more than partisan politics. It's about preserving faith in the democratic process itself. And that's why Heritage Foundation analysts were quick to condemn this instance of Republican voter fraud and called for an investigation, writing, "It is incumbent on conservatives and Republicans to resist the urge to circle the wagons or reflexively support the outcome in North Carolina as it stands today merely because of who won." While some on the left were busy arguing over whether to call it election fraud or voter fraud, we call a spade a spade. Securing elections isn't a semantic game. It's about taking voter fraud seriously, adopting election integrity reforms, and holding responsible parties accountable, regardless of their political persuasion. In North Carolina, after the Republican operative's methods were revealed, a court negated results of the race and ordered a new election. Election fraud did not win in California, but it won in a bunch of other places. In summary, let's just capsule this whole thing. There are thousands and thousands of cases of election fraud across the nation that have been discovered through years, and they've been prosecuted through years. They don't make it into the press. Why? Because the mainstream media play into the hands of who the author of the majority of these cases implicates. Democrat Party operatives. No, this is not solely a Democrat issue, as we just illustrated. As shown in North Carolina, the GOP's got problems in this area too. Folks, this is an American problem. I personally don't care who gets slapped in jail after prosecution and conviction for election tampering or voter fraud. I don't care which side of the aisle they sit on. The injured parties in these cases are not party members. The injured parties are legal citizens of the United States and the U.S. government and our rule of law. If that's true, why doesn't this get more attention? Besides the obvious political explanation, it's because elections, including local, state, and federal, are designed, operated, and policed by the individual states. We don't have federal elections. Let's be honest, there are federal election laws and plenty of them. But it's impossible for the feds to monitor every voting precinct in the nation, investigate every voting irregularity that may be uncovered in every precinct, and to prosecute every wrongdoing. Primarily, those are state issues. And thinking through and finding a realistic answer to that question, knowing the magnitude of assuring just, fair, and accurate voting being managed by states, can't you see how states that have implemented sanctuary state and sanctuary city designations might just turn a blind eye on illegal voting in federal elections? Those states have far too much to gain with illegals who vote than if they don't. And most of those illegals are of the liberal political persuasion, and therefore they vote for liberals, Democrats. It's imperative that in an undefinable and unimaginable quest for political power and might, any individual or group of people could amass such illegal political support through election fraud. They want to implement laws and change laws for political purposes only. But that is the only explanation one can sum from viewing facts about election fraud. 100,000 votes here and there across the nation surely changes the composition of our governing institutions. After all, the House, the Senate, the executive branch are elected by Americans. I don't know about you, but I'd like to think that constitutional law and its implementation, monitoring, and enforcing would be the only thing that determines who sits in those houses of government. Wouldn't you? Thanks for joining us here today. Thanks for being a part of this conversation. We didn't get to any real answers or conclusions, but we threw out some ideas. At Truth News Net, we don't tell you what to think. We give you options and just encourage you to research and draw your own conclusions. Find the truth. Be back tomorrow right here at Truth News Network. So long, everybody.
Real Truth, Real News, TNN, the Truth News Network.